Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA grain and livestock reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 5,620 tons of hay trade compared to last week. Export and domestic alfalfa stayed firm at a light test. Premium mid-square alfalfa bales for the export market sold at $135 to $140. Good alfalfa for the domestic market that was tarped sold from $85 to $105 per ton. Timothy grass small square bales good and premium for the retail stable market sold at $200 per ton.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, feeder alfalfa was $30 to $40 higher. Wheat straw was steady. Severe winter weather has increased demand for hay as most producers are feeding larger amounts per day than usual. Mid-squares of alfalfa rated good, tarped, sold for $140 per ton. Mid-squares of wheat straw rated good sold for $85 per ton. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in a limited test compared to the previous week's prices. Most demand is with the retail stable hay. In Central Oregon, large squares of premium alfalfa sold between $125 and $130 per ton. In Lake County, large squares of premium alfalfa for export sold for $160 per ton. In Eastern Oregon, large squares of alfalfa rated good, tarped, sold for $100 per ton. In Klamath Basin, small squares of good, mixed grass, sold for $130 per ton. In Harney County, large squares of alfalfa rated good sold for $140 per ton. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.